Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
It's Friday. That means it's time to talk about movies on The Takeaway. It's late October, and of course, that means we're going to start to see the Oscar contenders coming out. Today, one of those movies is in wide release, and everyone is wondering if this is actually going to be a true contender. This is Amelia, as in Amelia Earhart. It opens in theaters. It stars Hilary Swank as the title character.
Everything about you is a menace.
Spoken by a man who should know.
Lots of people are quite taken with you.
How can I lose?
If you miss this island, you're out of fuel with 2,000 miles to go.
I understand the danger. I can handle it.
You wouldn't sell a salesman, would you?
No one has made it.
I will.
Did you receive transmission?
So we've got Takeaway contributors Rafer Guzman, a film critic for Newsday, and Karina Longworth, editor of the culture and movie blog Spout, joining us today. So that obviously that trailer has all the special effects. It's completely designed as a big, major motion picture, right? A serious biopic. But is it? Is this going to be a winner at the Oscars?
I think it's a little hard to tell. The movie is very understated, even though it tries to go for this really grand, romantic, feel. The title character, Amelia Earhart, who's pretty interesting, she was a kind of a taciturn Midwesterner. She wasn't exactly Ray or Johnny Cash, and she doesn't really come across as the most dynamic person on the screen, and Hilary Swank, true to the character, plays her that way, but I'm not sure if that's really going to galvanize audiences.
Karina?
Well, I think one of the problems with the film, and this is a problem that a lot of biopics about women seem to have, is that they choose to express her sort of feminist instincts primarily through her relationships with men.
Right.
So, I mean, is there really not anything more interesting to say about Amelia Earhart than that she cheated on her husband?
I would imagine there's lots of more interesting things to say
so
about Amelia Earhart
but
than that she cheated
so
on her
much
husband.
In
I
this
didn't
biopic.
Know she cheated on her husband.
Well, they I had thought, to cast Ewan McGregor.
And she was
or
still interesting
right?
to me.
I thought that was actually one of the more interesting parts of the film, that she was in some ways kind of a modern swinger. I mean, she insisted on an open relationship and then she made good on it. And I thought that was kind of interesting to find out this aspect of her character that clearly did not make the papers in the 1930s.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, that there was a sense of her free-spiritedness that, you know, that we sort of didn't know about.
Free-spiritedness equals adultery. That's interesting, Rafer.
Yeah, well,
but let's
talk
about this role as an Oscar, possible a new Oscar for Hilary Swank, because Hilary Swank has not had your typical Hollywood career. She's been extremely careful. I mean, let's set aside her first movie, The Karate Kid, and just go with what happened after that. She's been pretty careful about choosing kind of non-characteristic, non-romantic leads that ended up winning her so far 2 Oscars. Karina, is this going to win another Oscar for her?
I doubt it. I mean, it's possible that she's a big enough star now that, like Meryl Streep, she just basically gets nominated for Oscars for whatever she does. But the fact is that I mean, this movie really does put her in sort of more of a romantic lead role than she really has played on such a high profile before.
Right.
And it's not particularly convincing. She's not very good at being a vulnerable human woman.
Rafer, you're nodding your head. You agree?
Yeah, maybe not for that reason, but I do feel, again, I just think the role itself doesn't give her a chance to sort of check off the actor's checklist of, you know, there's no drug problem,
mental instability, right?
Yes, she doesn't get to scream and cry and go through grief and all these different things.
Right.
And I think when it comes to Oscar season, I think people really want to see that kind of thing, and that's not quite in the movie.
Okay, well, let's ask you this movie trivia question. The trivia question in preparation for Halloween is, name at least 2 actors, possibly 3, who started their film career in horror flicks. Karina?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Somebody help! Oh, God, help me!
Rafer, can you think of another
Please!
One?
I can think of 2, Sissy Spacek and John Travolta in Carrie.
Oh, well, that's another good one. They kind of launched it. We had a couple others for you. One was Johnny Depp. Can either you name the movie that's from?
No.
No. That is John.
And I think I'm glad.
That's Johnny Depp dying in Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street, excuse me. And we also have one more for you. Friday the 13th. Who's dying there? Anyone have any idea?
Boy, I don't know.
No.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Six degrees of separation. Kevin Bacon is related to Johnny Depp and Jamie Lee Curtis. How they all died and launched their careers by dying in horror flicks. Thanks so much to Karina Longworth, Takeaway contributor and editor of the movie and culture review blog Spout, Rafer Guzman's Takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday.